This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A major Supreme Court ruling on Friday that shifted power from the executive branch to the judiciary stands to transform how the federal government works. The ruling has injected legal uncertainty into regulations of all types, including those on technology, labor, the environment, and health care. The conservative Supreme Court decision overturns a precedent that has stood for 50 years. The court's conservative majority has made countless regulations vulnerable to legal challenge. The types of executive branch moves that the ruling jeopardizes includes a plan to put Wi-Fi on school buses, a new ban on non-compete clauses, health care coverage rules being implemented through Obamacare, and the latest plan to forgive student loan debt. The Supreme Court ruling could boost efforts by conservatives who have taken aim at the Biden Environmental Protection Agency's rules, limiting planet-warming pollution from vehicles, oil and gas wells and pipelines, and power plants. Kent Barnett, a University of Georgia School of Law professor, said, "There is no substantive area that this doctrine does not touch." The so-called Chevron doctrine, named after the case Chevron versus Natural Resources Defense Council, told courts to defer to an agency's interpretation of a statute in circumstances in which the law in question is vaguely written. The 1984 precedent is deeply entrenched in administrative law, with Republican and Democratic administrations alike using it to shield regulatory action from legal attack. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the opinion overruling the precedent, writing for an ideologically split 6-3 court. The conservative Roberts court has been chipping away at the precedent over the years, but in the case before the justices this term, two lawsuits challenging regulations requiring that fishermen pay environmental monitors they are required to carry on their boats, the high court dealt the final blow. There are so many highly complex scientific policy decisions that it would be nearly impossible for Congress to draft legislation with enough detail to account for every regulatory scenario, legal scholars say. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan, in a dissent joined by the court's two other liberal justices, wrote that just about nothing could constrain the ruling's reach, given the possibility of new lawsuits against regulations that went unchallenged because of the protections of Chevron. For now, opponents of regulations are constrained by a 6-year statute of limitations for challenging executive branch actions under the relevant law. But the Supreme Court has yet to decide a case heard this term that might gut that limitation. Just some of the issues that could be affected by the new ruling include consumer safeguards, proposed employer rules and employee rights, weakening of patient and consumer health care protections, technological regulations such as new net neutrality rules, and long-standing regulations at the federal and state levels. American Prairie continues to expand its land holdings in north-central Montana, announcing last week that it now holds more than 475,000 acres of land after acquiring another 12,500 acres in Phillips County on two parcels of land. The conservation organization said the two pieces of land were priority acquisitions so that it can continue to preserve prairie land and improve wildlife habitat and public access in the upper Missouri River Basin. The first parcel, called Lazy J5, was 10,000 acres adjacent to American Prairie's White Rock unit southwest of Malta. American Prairie said it's an area where the organization wants to expand its bison herd and includes several grassland bird species, ungulates, and a management area for black-tailed prairie dogs. The second parcel was 2,300 acres just north of the Mars Vista unit near the Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument. American Prairie said that parcel includes short grass prairie land, a stretch of Cyprian Creek, and other wetlands, and is an area that sees carnivores pass through to go to different habitats. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.